And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
By the front door, don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel. And today, one of my favorite songs, Always Be Humble and Kind. So we had a guest that was going to come in this morning and unfortunately wasn't able to get in. And so I was thinking this morning as I got up and watching the news yesterday and seeing there just seems to be lately in our country so much vitriol, so much of contempt for each other and so much of arguing and I'm right and you're wrong and you need to do this and you need to do that. And I mean, it's just gotten to a level. I'm an older citizen now. I've shared that quite often on this show. I'm kind of shocked by all of this. This is not the America that I grew up with. And this wasn't the way that I was raised. I was raised to be humble and kind. And I'm starting to think that, I don't know, am I the only one? Because I tend to get upset when I see people that are treated badly. And maybe I'm more empathetic than a normal person might be. I'll own that. Do I have my moments of anger and outrage and they can't do this or you can't? Sure, of course I do. I'm a human being. But I just feel like I want to, if I have a few minutes to talk to you this morning, I just want to say, first of all, from me to you, I hope that today is the best day you've ever had. Yes, that's what I said. I hope that today, this day, January 29th, turns out to be one of the best days you've ever had. So how does that happen? Well, I have quite a few teachers in my life who have taught me that I have more control over my day than I thought I did. And a lot of it has to do with my thoughts. So I can get up in the morning and I can listen to the morning news. And man, it takes about 5 minutes before I'm upset about this or upset about that. And he said this and she did that. And I mean, it's almost like fuel for the fire. And I get caught up in it. And I've decided I don't want to get caught up in it anymore. I really don't. Because I don't think that's what this life is about, walking around being angry all the time. Sure, if there's injustice, of course, there are things that we need to do for injustice. But here in Pensacola, Florida, I just want to make a positive difference. And I want to do that in my local, like my immediate family. I want to do that with my, what I would call my immediate friends, my close friends, my associates, the people that I work with. I have a choice today, and I can choose joy, and I can choose love, or I can choose anger, and I can choose hate. And trust me, whichever one I'm looking for, I will find. You give me a reason to be angry, I'll find it. I am very talented at finding the negative, and it's taken a lifetime to say, wait a second. It's up to me to look at my day-to-day and say, hey, what can I do positive? So it's interesting because I love that song. It's all about, you know, don't expect things from other people. Think about what you can do for other people. And I have a very dear friend who tells me all the time, it's in the expression of love that I am healed. Not so much what am I getting from you, but what can I give back to you? What can I give back to my community? Pensacola embraced me when I moved here in ways I can't even begin to express. And the people in this community have been so loving and so helpful and so supportive of me in my 20-something years here. And so I think about that, and so I feel I have an obligation to give back. And maybe that's my upbringing, maybe it's my lifetime of experience, but I just was thinking about that today because I heard a news thing yesterday and there was a lot of things that are very upsetting to me, and I thought, okay, what am I going to do about it? Well, what all I can do about it, I believe, and all you can do about it, think today about someone that you care about or someone maybe that you work with that could just use a little kindness. And it sounds cliche and it sounds corny and dumb and all that kind of stuff. I get it. But on the other hand, there's such truth to it, because sometimes if I just do a little something nice for someone, I actually feel better. Makes me feel better. And I don't have any expectation of anything back in return. And it's just kind of the coolest thing. So, for example, this has happened to me a couple of times where I'll be in line for a coffee, you know, which place I'm talking about, and I'll be stressed out. I got my list of things to do today, and I'm going to get this latte, blah, 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 and I'm waiting. And I get up to the window, and she goes, "Your coffee was paid for by the person in front of you." Really? It's like, how cool is that? I get all excited like a little kid. It's like a little present. Really? Okay, I'll pay for the one behind me, you know, and it sort of starts this thing, and it happens every once in a while, but it's such a, I know this is a silly thing. It is not probably on the realm of world politics and world peace and all that kind of stuff, but it made my day. It made, kind of lifted my spirits, got me out of my little, oh, got so much to do today funk that I was in sitting in the car. And, you know, those kinds of little things, if we could do that on a daily basis, imagine if we could do that. And so that's, I think it's a great way to live. And what's interesting too, is I was looking at, knowing that, you know, someone was able to come in this morning, I thought, well, I'm going to look and see, you know, the kind of stuff we talk about on the radio, like what's today? Well, I think today is National Tortilla Chip Day or something. So go eat Mexican, I guess, if you want to honor that. But I was looking at birthdays and it was interesting because today is Oprah Winfrey's birthday. And I thought, well, that's interesting. January 29th, she was born in 1954, so she's going to be 71 today. And, you know, when her first show came out, I mean, it was a phenomenon because Phil Donahue was on the air and it was Oprah. And she did a lot in her early years alongside of these topics, spiritual topics and self-help kind of things. Later in her career, I think that she turned a lot of people off because she started getting more and more political. And that happens. And she started to take stands on things. But she used to have a gratitude journal. She used to talk about writing down all the things we're grateful for. And again, that's kind of looking for the light instead of looking for the darkness, because I can sit there and look at all the things I don't have. I don't have a Maserati. I don't have a condo on the beach. I would like one. If anyone has one for free, I'll take it. But kidding aside. But I do have a little place to live. I have a car. I have food. You know, I have a job. I mean, there's so many things that I do have. And I have a wealth of friends and I have a wealth of community that I dearly, dearly love. So it's that idea of gratitude. So on top of the gratitude, she used to do a thing. And then I had a radio host I worked with years ago, a guy named Charlie Derrick, who's still on the air. And Charlie used to do over in Panama City, we used to do once a week, we would do a show of random acts of kindness, we called it. And it was truly exactly what it sounded like. Can you do a random act of kindness today for someone? And when we'd have listeners, you know, call and text in and say what their random act of kindness was for the day or something that they were going to do. So I thought that might be a fun thing to do this morning. I'm going to come back in just a minute here and give you a whole list of random acts of kindness that you could do today for someone that you care about, a love, a stranger. Got a whole list for you. So don't go away. I'll be back in just a minute with some random acts of kindness for today. And we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk with Meg. And the number here, 850-437-1620. Have you ever done just a random act of kindness for someone? Text me, let me know, and I'll share that, and maybe somebody else can do it for somebody else. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So if you have something that maybe you've done, a little something-something for somebody, text it to me. I would love to hear your ideas of some random acts of kindness, little things that maybe you've done, or maybe something that was done for you. And one of the neat things about that is a lot of times it's fun when it's anonymous. Nothing better than doing a little nice something for someone they have no idea where it came from. That's pretty cool, too. So text in your ideas. I would love to hear them at 850-437-1620. So I've got a list here of all kinds of things to give you some ideas. If you're sitting here going, I just can't think of anything, well, just start something simple. I had a couple friends this past week. They just texted me, hey, Meg, thinking of you. Hope you're well. Love you. And it was just kind of, it's like this little moment of sunshine that comes into my life, somebody I haven't heard from in a while, and they're just thinking of me. And so I'm trying to do better, because you know how your day goes and you'll be busy doing something and someone just comes into your mind. I don't think that's an accident. I think somehow I do believe we're all connected in some way. And so when someone comes into my mind, I'm trying now to sort of reach out to them and connect with them. And it happened recently with a good friend of mine that I haven't seen in quite a while, actually. We share birthdays in the same month of January. So we're going to go have lunch together today. Now, we haven't gotten together in I don't know how long. And I'm just so looking forward to it, to catch up. We used to work together years ago. And just to catch up and see how we're doing. And that came out of, I think, both of us just kind of thinking of each other. I've had other things more profound that I could share with you, but I'll spare you the details. But some of the things that you can do, like I talked about, that buying that cup of coffee for the car behind you is always a good one. Just texting a friend saying, hey, I'm thinking of you. If you're in an office, this used to happen to me quite a bit. Back when I worked with Pensacola Little Theater, there was a whole bunch of us that got into was kind of funny, but we were all in the same room at that time and started leaving notes on each other's desks. And we didn't say who it was from, but stuff like, you're the best, you're awesome, or you know, you're going to be Rocket today, and just little things like that. And we never knew who had put the note on our desk, but it became an office thing, which was really kind of a lot of fun. And we tried to figure it out. After a while, you could kind of tell who was who, but it was just one of those things that when you walked in the morning and there was a little note on your desk, it just kind of gave you that little bit of light and sunshine, especially when you first get there and you're like, oh, I have so much to do today. So those kinds of little things, spend time, some things you can do for yourself. Obviously, I talked a little bit about that yesterday in terms of dealing with stress and anxiety. You know, go get a pedicure, manicure. Even you guys, you can go get a pedicure, can get your toes pretty. And also you could get a massage somewhere. And if you can't afford to do those kinds of things, one of my great escapes is I drive right across the 3-mile bridge, across the Bob Sykes Bridge, go right over there to Pensacola Beach, drive down towards Portofino, and go right out there to Gulf Islands National Seashore and just get to that spot where there are no people. I get on the sand and I just look out over the water. And if that doesn't make you feel better, just taking that moment for yourself, just looking at those beautiful crystal blue, emerald green waters, a little breeze, the white sand, it's magical. And it can just change your whole mood. It may take you, 15 minutes of your day to do that, 30 minutes? But that is doing a random act of kindness for yourself. You can also do some things that just tell someone you know why you're thankful for them. How often do we get a thank you for being a good friend? You can make a cup of tea for a friend or an office worker. You could also think about your parents. When was the last time you got reached out to them or contacted them or made a little phone call for them? Some folks, their parent are lucky enough to have their parents alive and here today. Others, they live, you know, in another state. So you could send them a note or a little card. Send a letter to a grandparent. You know how much they would love that, because they're really not texting. The people that are grandparents are not texting, but they would love a card or a note or a letter. And there's plenty of hilarious cards out there. I recently received one from a friend, and it made me laugh out loud. And it was just neat, because we don't get stuff in the mail anymore. We don't get hard cards that you can open up. So call a friend that you haven't spoken to for a while. That's another random act of kindness. Walk your neighbor's dog. Check on your neighbor. See how your neighbor's doing. Does your neighbor have enough food? Maybe bring them something that they might maybe just bring them a meal, especially if they're a senior citizen or an elderly couple. Bring them a meal one day. See how they're doing. You can also do, I've got a whole list here. If you want to see this list of all the things you can do, you can go to the website. This is from the Mental Health Wellness website, believe it or not. 50 random acts of kindness that you can do today. So we talked about calling a friend or a family member that you haven't heard from in a while. You can send someone you know a picture of a cute animal. This morning on the morning show, we were talking about the crazy things that dogs do. You can do something like try to make an arrangement like I just did. I'm meeting a friend today for lunch. Spend time playing with your pet, and that's always a relief because they're just so silly. You could also donate your time. Think about organizations in this community. This is one of the most, Pensacola is truly one of the most generous communities I've ever lived in. And part of that is because people are so willing to volunteer their time. And there's need. We have so many organizations that are nonprofits. They are receiving certain monies from the state and from the government. They receive money from donations and fundraisers. But what they count on for their existence is volunteers. So I have to put in a plug for volunteers. The chambers of commerce use volunteers. Visitor centers need volunteers. And those are some of the more upbeat kind of things. And then you have organizations like Loaves and Fishes. I used to volunteer in the mornings for their morning breakfast. And they're serving breakfast every day. And they need volunteers to help cook and serve that breakfast. You have Mana Food Bank. They need volunteers to help sort out all the donations. You have Rally Foundation. There's just so many Big Brothers, Big Sisters. If you haven't even looked into that, that can be life-changing when you become a big and you have someone that you're taking care of and looking out for. So just a few suggestions on ways you can volunteer. And I'm going to have just a few more ideas on random acts of kindness coming up for you right after the break. And please send yours in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg at 850-437-1620. We're talking this morning about random acts of kindness and things that you can do. We may not be able to fix the world, but we can certainly help our friends and neighbors around us. And I am getting some wonderful texts I have to share with you. So this is beautiful. This is from Mike, and he said, I had twins a couple of years ago, and when they were born and they were in the ICU for about 3.5 to 4 weeks, oh my goodness, someone mailed us a $5,000 check to help us pay for our twins' medical bills, and they don't know who it was. That's amazing. That is a perfect example of a very generous random act of kindness. I'm assuming that your children are doing well today. So that's a beautiful thing. Thank you for sharing that, Mike. Also, someone sent in, I don't have the name, but they said, I like cutting people's grass I like cutting people's grass when they're not home and then not telling them that I did it. Oh, where were you when I had a house with a yard? That's wonderful. Take newspapers to the animal shelter over on Fairfield. That's the Escambia County Animal Shelter. And yes, we have Frisky Friday, and many of our shelters and rescues talk about getting donations of newspapers, also any kind of dog food, cat food, as well as blankets and toys and that kind of thing. Someone sent in terms of listing nonprofit organizations, one of my personal favorites is Make-A-Wish. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, as you know, grants the wishes of terminal patients and typically children. So that is a powerful organization. And I had a dear friend last year, Ray Kessler, who was chairman of the board of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce last year, was involved. One of the little kids that was made a wish wanted to have a special bedroom. And so she's a designer. So she donated her time and designed this beautiful bedroom for this child who was just overwhelmed by the beauty of it. And it was just the neatest thing. So there really are so many ways that you can make a difference. I love the mowing the lawn and not telling someone. That's the best. Also, when you're just out and about, when you're in one of the big box stores or something and you see an elderly person reaching up to the shelf and they can't quite get to that box of cookies, reach up and grab it for them, help them, put them in the thing, and then say, hey, can I help you get to your car? Can I carry your stuff to the car? Or helping someone unload the groceries in their car? Just being sort of aware, getting our heads out of our phones and actually looking around. Because when I look around, I see opportunities all the time to try to help somebody. Here's another simple one. Say good morning. when you see someone, just look in their eyes and say, hey, how you doing? Most people don't answer, so it's just a happy little good morning can work. Say hi to those people that are checking you out at the checkout line. Another one somebody sent in, my act of kindness is I let cars go in front of me. So you let a fellow driver merge in front of you when you're in a hurry, and you just let them in. That's a little random act of kindness as well. So there's so many things we can do. I wanted to talk about these things today because I know it's hard. It's the middle of the week. We got a lot on our minds. We're getting all this negativity. Just wanted to share some positivity with you this morning in the hopes that you will have a great day and maybe you can make a difference in someone else's day. Thanks for bearing with me. You guys are the best, and I appreciate you for listening.